going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Final hour of power here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP alongside Linnell Willingham. Or should I say Debo Samuel hater and Linnell Willingham?
Well, you are a Debo hater.
And I'm not. Landfield,
thank you for... Because I said it on the air and it didn't get the reaction I wanted. So thank you for acknowledging it during the break. You have made such a point of Debo's production falling off over the past two seasons. It is...
Has it not?
Why, though? Because of the addition of Christian McCaffrey.
Because it's not as explosive.
No, it's because they've added Christian McCaffrey and the touches are not there for him, which is why he wants out, or why he wanted out of San Fran in the first place. This wasn't a money thing. This wasn't a, I don't like them anymore. He wanted to be a focal point of the offense. And when you think about it, Kittle, McCaffrey, Ayuk, Pearsall, all guys that get the ball ahead of Debo in San Fran.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. You can talk about the Debo thing, or you can ask us a question. Usually ask B-Mitch anything. B-Mitch out today, so ask me or Linnell anything. Again, 800-636-1067.
Shane is in D.C.
Get out to Shane. What's up, Shane?
What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Friday to you guys.
What's going on, big man?
Hey, first of all, I totally agree with you what they're talking about. Debo is, we got number one, he's a year older. And if you think about it, he's really not had a good year since his rookie year. I think it was the most overhyped trade that the Commanders got. I'm with you. I think 800 yards, if that. Number one, can he stay on the field? Can he stay healthy? Let's say that, first of all. Can he stay healthy? And two, I think he's better in the slot than it would be anywhere. I think that we do need a number two. But I totally agree with you. I think this is not the most exciting trade of this team. I don't think it was. I was kind of disappointed for the money we're paying him, what, $20 million or something
like
that?
Yeah, I think that's the issue. Like, for a fifth-round pick.
That's a lot of money, man.
For a fifth-round
pick, money for.
No issue. The $20 million, I think, is the thing for me.
It's for one
that's
year.
That's what I'm saying, too.
That's the other problem. That's the other problem.
For one year, I need him to go out there and get that $17.
Exactly.
I need him to be the old one. I don't need a $20 million a year, a third receiver on the team. I can get that in the damn draft. I can get that off a free agency.
See,
they're a dime and a dozen.
I just think
the wide receivers and running backs, what we truly needed was a safety and another corner. That's what I was disappointed on. Lattimore last year, he didn't show me anything when he came up here. Yeah, he was hurt. He came over late in the trade. But, you know, if he doesn't pan out, that's going to go down as a bad trade as well.
He looked good against the Saints with no one.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. You can mention he didn't get the touches. Well, if he was good enough, Linnell, he would have got the touches at San Francisco.
That's fair, I guess.
It is
but
fair.
No, I mean,
he's Ayuk. You trying to say that Ayuk got all the catches and he was supposed to be the number one receiver?
I mean, the quarterback.
And now he beat
well, here's the
you
thing.
You can't blame the quarterback.
The quarterback determined where the football goes.
Here's the thing, Shane, this is why I'm down on Debo. I think in his little niche role where he can catch stuff behind the line of scrimmage and in screens and drag
he's
routes
good.
And stuff like that, he's good. The issue was, how many times did San Francisco get into the playoffs and they needed someone to step up and get open against man coverage
and
no one ever got open? And Debo was one of those guys.
I'd take Kirk over Debo. I would have took Christian Kirk,
I completely agree.
If you will, a true receiver at a number two. And then Terry, look what Terry did last year. And you think he's going to score 20 touchdowns this year? I'll take that bet right now. I'll take 1,000 to 1.
Yeah.
Meaning if Debo scored 20 touchdowns, you'll be $1,000?
Absolutely. I'll take that bet and vice versa. I'll take that bet
The way my bank account is set up, vice versa is not possible. So let's keep it real. You know, I'm going to tell you how T.I. is, man. But no, here's why I say 20 touchdowns. I know that number seems astronomical.
It is, by the way.
It is. I know. The point to me is.
You're playing with Mo Madden. Wow.
I think the red zone is really where he can help you out at, man.
Big time.
And with the misdirection stuff. And I'm excited to see how they actually use him. Like, that to me is the more exciting thing.
So here's where I like what they're going to be able to do is I think this team wasn't able to run the football the second half of the year. So mm-hmm. you could play the safeties a little bit deeper, knowing that really they also didn't have great long threats. But Terry was kind of that guy, so they could always shade over Terry. They could play a little bit deeper if they wanted. Now, with some of this horizontal stuff with Debo, because I know it sounds like I don't like the acquisition. I don't mind it because I think it brings people up closer to the line of scrimmage and makes them play a true horizontal game. They have to cover the entire width of the football field now. But I just don't think that the way that some people look at this he's going to take the offense to the next level, and I think he helps the offense.
Dude.
I don't think he's going to be the difference maker that some people think he's going to be.
Do you understand that, like, Cliff – I'm trying to compare, I don't want to get too biblical here, but like Cliff is like, he's special with what he gets out of folks.
Absolutely.
Look at what they got out of Alameda Zacchaeus last year. You're telling me Debo can't go for 800? Didn't OZ have like 500 yards last year?
Yeah, and you're expecting him to go for 1,400.
Debo's the better player. I didn't say 1,400. I'm saying
total. Yeah.
In total, meaning I could see him going for 900 yards receiving, 400 yards rushing. I think he's going to get used a lot in the backfield.
He can't run between the tackles because then he's going to get injured. And the other part about this, too, is I don't love the idea that if you're trying to build something long-term, you've got a rental in Debo. Because the likelihood is if Debo plays well, you're not going to sign him long-term. And if Debo doesn't play well, then you're not bringing him back. Debo's here for 1 year.
I don't think that's necessarily just some guarantee. If he plays well, you don't just let a good football player out of your building because you're worried about cost. You're able to stomach a lot of the costs right now because of Jaden being on the rookie deal. I think if he plays well, you sign him.
I don't think so.
I felt the same way about Tunsil.
Not for what he's going to ask. He's already making 20. You think he's going to go for any less than that? No. I'm not paying a guy that's on the verge of turning 30, $20 million when he has not been able to hold up physically and... He's not someone that I can trust to win one-on-one on the outside.
Let's see what the callers think. 1-800-636-1067. Devon is in Rockville. What's going on, Devon? How you doing, brother?
Hey, Linnell, man. Hey, man, this is what kills me about our fan base, right? It's the simple fact that last year, right, Dan Quinn, Adams, Peters come in, and we pretty much questioned the guys that they brought in because what? They didn't have the name. The people that we brung in played a contributing part to why we went 12-5 in the regular season all the way into the NFC Championship, one game away from the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to be like you're in the Super Bowl bubble. So to make the move for a Debo Samuels, and this is what gets me about people that don't think that he can blossom in this system when – they want to say he's injury prone. I got it pulled up right now. 2021, he had a groin injury that came in week 14. It's only, at that time, wasn't it 16 games?
Yep.
In 22, he got hurt in week 8 with a hamstring. Okay. And then 22, he came back from week 8 and he got hurt in week 12 in the same year. 2022, he got hurt at week 15. And last year, he got hurt. But this is what I'm saying. He's an explosive physical player. This is what's going to happen. If you don't think he's going to blossom he's never been a prolific. I hear what he's saying. He's saying he can't win truly in one-on-one. But why do we need him to truly win one-on-one? He's going to be lined up all over the place, man. I don't get it. It's like,
I think what they're lacking is they needed a true number two receiver. I like the idea that you get a weapon that can help you out.
But with our quarterback, that's all you need. You don't need a true nothing. You just need weapons out there for him.
Sure, sure. And I get your point. I just think when you look at what Debo provides you, I don't think he's particularly good against man coverage. I don't think he's particularly good against zone coverage.
Well, guess what? Teams can't play man against us because we got the speed.
I don't think he's good against zone.
My last point is this, right? If we are believing in Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, they the one that brought them in here. So obviously they see something, right?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
why don't we just sit back and allow them to do their thing?
Well, I mean, that wouldn't make for very good radio if we just said, they're the best at everything. I think he's a solid football player, and I understand why they acquired him, and I think that Cliff is going to be able to get stuff out of him. 800 yards isn't a horrible season. I think what's happened, though, is so many people expect this guy to come in here and rewrite what he did in 2021, that ain't going to happen.
Guess what? Hammer his over for catches in week one. The first play of the game is going to be a screen to Debo. I'm telling you.
They're going to
spam Debo Samuel next year. That's what it feels like to me.
And they very well might.
They should.
I don't think that he gives you what so many people are expecting. They still are lacking a guy on the other side. I'm curious if McCaffrey can step into that role. I'm curious if Lane can step into that role. But they need someone on the other side that can help. I think they stretch horizontally with Debo, and I think there's still some missing pieces, whether it's being able to penetrate up the middle with the run game or stretch vertically. I think they have a nice number one in Terry McLaurin. I think they have something to stretch horizontally, but they're still missing a couple aspects of the offense that I would like, that I would probably choose over Debo Samuel.
You know what's crazy? Maybe this is a homer in me. I think their offense is flawless.
Oh, my God.
I don't see a hole in the offense at all.
I think the running back room is still suspect. I think the tight ends are good.
Suspect?
Yes, absolutely.
Last year,
you can't excuse away Brian Robinson. He was terrible in the second half of the year.
He was hurt. The offensive line couldn't move me out of the middle of the defense.
Chris Rodriguez stepped in games and looked better at times.
It's easy to come in when you're fresh off the bench and haven't played in a month.
You can make excuses for B-Rob. He was not good in the second half of the year last year.
Let's go to Steve in Columbia. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Toby's trying to poison me, people.
Yeah, I know. But let's set the record straight. As far as Debo's concerned, look, he still has a lot left in the tank. He had a health issue last year. He picked up weight. And he had an injury, okay? They brought in the best position coach he ever had in Wes Welker, who knows how to work with him and get him in the best possible shape. He's motivated. He's better than any of the secondary receivers we had last year. He's an upgrade. We want Jalen to do less. And with players like him, and
Steve,
I think
McCaffrey
will step
up. Hold on, Steve. Steve, hold on one second. One second, and I'm going to let you go. I know it was just a natural slip up. You didn't mean it. I don't mean to call you out.
My son's name is Jalen, man.
I got you.
Okay, so I slipped
up. I'm messing with you,
y'all
Steve.
Y'all be tripping, man.
But look,
you hear what I'm saying, though.
I hear what she's saying. I'm messing with you.
Right. No,
Steve
has
been to whoop my ass.
Upgrade, Toby, I don't know what you're talking about. All these, you know, like he's nothing. He is going to come back motivated. The man wants to get paid. He also has pride as an athlete. He'll be fine, and Cliff will get him open.
He's going to be motivated and give you the best 800 yards you've ever seen.
No,
Steve, how many touchdowns do you think?
He's better than anything Zacchaeus could do. I'm telling you that right now.
I agree on that.
How many touchdowns do you think he gets, Steve?
So that's an upgrade. So what are you whining about? That's what I'm saying.
I'm not whining about what they did.
Brian, you hear this?
Just like on the defensive side of the ball, a lot of fans don't know some of these guys' names. They're bigger, stouter, and stronger than the defense we had last year. You'll see.
All right.
Steve, we appreciate you. We got loaded. Toby, they're ready to whoop your ass.
Go for it. I'll admit, I was wrong in some guys last year. I didn't think Zach Ertz was going to be great. Zach Ertz was awesome last year.
I'll admit I was wrong in some guys last year.
I just think with Debo, I'm not even saying he's going to be a bad player next year. If he gave me 800 yards, great. I'm fine with that.
800 combined yards?
Yes.
You're tripping, Toby.
That's what he did
combined?
Last year.
Last year he was fighting. But look at who he was fighting for targets with. Ayuk. Kittle.
Terry's better than Ayuk.
That's not the point, though.
Zach Ertz is a big part of the offense still. They're still going to run the
Debo
ball.
Debo comes here and it becomes the focal point of the offense, in my opinion.
You think he's the number one guy in the offense now?
I think he will be the guy that they feature offensively, yes.
I mean, he might have the most touches, but just because of the
What does that mean? That means you're featured, right?
Not necessarily.
Larry's in La Plata wants to chime in. This is interesting, because I get what you're saying, Toby. Like, the injury stuff's real, but to act like he's just washed.
I'm not even worried about the injury stuff. He's not going to be some crazy guy. Larry, what's up?
Larry, what's up, later?
Hey, fellas, I have a question you guys might agree on, might not.
Okay.
In the absence of Ask B. Mitch, let me just shift gears a little bit.
Yeah.
Which one is better, Shake Shack or Five Guys, fellas?
Ooh.
Oh, shout out to Mark Moseley, Five Guys.
I like this. Yeah, Five Guys.
Five Guys.
Now, for a shake, Shake Shack.
See, I told y'all about my stomach. I don't do milkshakes. I shouldn't have done the pizza in here earlier.
But you're going to do coffee now?
Well,
is that what we're doing at 145?
Not. Probably not. We appreciate you as always. Let's,
appreciate Larry.
Let's hit one more before,
I would say
before
five
we
guys.
Hit the break.
Five
let's
guys.
Go Tony in Rockville.
What's up, Tony?
What's up, Tony?
Tony, what's going on?
Tony!
Oh, yeah. How you doing,
wind
guys?
Wind that window up, Tony. Wind it up.
Hey, look. I'm not with the Debo thing either, and the reason is the bottom line is Debo is yesterday's news, okay? I was praying that the Commanders would have traded, would have finagled around and drafted Luther Burden. Luther Burden and Jaden know each other.
Hold on. Luther Burden, whose player comp was Debo Samuel?
Yeah.
Hell
yeah! you laugh and you're the clown because Debo Samuel is yesterday's news. The 49ers are yesterday's news.
That you are correct about.
Now, Luther Burden could have grown with Jaden Daniels. They know each other from the SEC.
Yes.
They know who they are. Luca Burden.
Tony, let me ask you this.
He's going to turn it out.
Jaden Daniels knows Debo Samuel better than he knows Luther Burden. I guarantee you.
No, he doesn't.
Do you know who Jaden Daniels' best friend is? Brandon Ayuk. You know where Brandon Ayuk played last year? San Francisco. So they've been throwing with each other for two, 3 years now.
The problem is this. Luther Burden never played with Debo Samuel. So he don't know him like you say he does.
We'll beg to differ, Tony. We appreciate you. Have a good weekend, man. We'll get a break.
800-636-1067.
Load the lines back
in.
Up, because I enjoy you all yelling at Tony.
Apparently, I can't stand Debo. I'm not even trying to say that. I'm just trying to temper expectations. But somehow I'm a Debo Samuel hater, and Linnell over here thinks he's going to go for 2,000 yards and win MVP. I don't know what the heck is going on. 800-636-1067. If you want to ask us a question about Five Guys or Shake Shack, feel
good
free.
Question.
Or if you want to tell me why I'm an idiot or Linnell why he's an idiot about Debo, feel free as well. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan. B. Mitch.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jim Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham in for the guys today, 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, let's get out to those phone lines.
Let's do it. Let's go to Oscar, Silver Spring. What's going on, Oscar?
Oscar, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir, I got you.
Yeah, so I don't know why everybody's hating on Toby. I mean, that's realistic what Toby's saying, but that's the low for Deep. Like, if he misses like a couple games, yeah, he can get you a little 800 yards. But I think he'll be like an 1,000-yard type receiver. And Linnell, and I see what you're saying, offensive player of the year. But if we're really gonna say that, I think that's gonna be Terry, because that's gonna be your number two.
Yes.
And Jada's gonna cook with both of them, man. I mean, let's just look at the bigger picture. Like, let's just not focus on one guy. But like, you know, he's gonna open up the field for everything, the running game, passing game. So I think it'll be a good fit. I mean. Yeah, I say the ceiling is probably like 1,200 yards. I don't want to say nothing too crazy, but that's just the ceiling, though. But
yeah, it's not as bad as Linnell's 2,500 yards.
I think that you put him at quarterback.
Yeah, but I hope Jaden can cook, man, because yeah, Jaden like miles ahead of Brock Purdy.
100%.
Oh yeah,
but,
absolutely.
Here's the real tea,
Oscar. And Cliff is 1,000 miles better than Kyle Shanahan.
Uh oh.
How's that for a hot take? Yeah.
I mean, that's debatable.
Yeah. Appreciate you, man. Enjoy the weekend.
Appreciate it, man.
Look, now, there are some concerns I do have about Deebo, and we were talking about this during the break, and I won't divulge our entire conversation. I will just say this. I hope he is able to separate work and play. That's my only concern with Deebo. Can you separate work and play? I don't need you with Jeff Walker every Friday night at Mirror. I don't. Now, I get it. It's the off season. You out and about. You're trying to have a good time. You're getting integrated to the city. All that's fine and dandy. When it's time to lock in, though, I hope he's able to lock in.
I mean, if he wants to get me on his side more, he posted Mikey Sand. We're still on a story about 15 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do that about 3 times a day, and I'll be all on your side.
Brian's in Greenbelt. What's up, Brian?
Yo, hey, look, man, I'm with you, Linnell, okay, first of all, but you kind of like going too high with the number. This 20 touchdown thing is insane. All right.
Now, 20 touchdowns is wild.
Thank you. But look, I'm more on lines of a 2023 Deebo. You know, he missed like 3 games in 23. He was going to be over 1,000 receiving, couple hundred. You know, that season. Ayuk was over 1,300. McCaffrey was going crazy. Kittle went over 1,000. You know what I'm saying? They went to the Super Bowl, man. 12-win season. But look, Toby is just pretty much writing off this season, bro. 10 wins, you take that? Come on, bro. I'm not even talking to you. And then you want to say like,
what's wrong with 10 wins?
Every player is not going to be like that great. Every time you talk about any individual player, like,
oh, hold on. What individual players outside of Deebo, have I tried to temper expectations on? I think the sky is high. The ceiling is high for Jaden, Terry.
You're the running backs, but I'm not sure.
No. Toby has fallen victim to the system with all of you with the running back position. All of you have just written Brian Robinson off. The man got shot a couple of years ago, people. If there's anybody that I feel like could bounce back and, you know, outkick their coverage, so to speak, and have a resurrection year, it's B-Rob. I think he's got the right mental makeup to be a 10-year pro in this league. The offensive line, they need to look themselves in the mirror. And
Yeah,
when people ask why the running game fell off last year, Bryan Bresee whipped their ass last year in New Orleans.
Poo-poo and Eckler. Everybody out here poo-poo and Eckler.
Yeah, so.
Superstar.
For sure. Appreciate you.
Here, man.
Appreciate you as always.
It's going over 1,000 total yards. 10 touchdowns, very unpredictable. We're going 12. Magical season, bro. Killing the Cowboys on Christmas Day. Beating the Chiefs on Monday night. Come on, man. Magical season. Y'all better be ready. You better appreciate this, man. It don't come along, man.
Raise hell.
I love it, man.
Raise hell.
I love it. I hope they win 15 games this year.
Oh. If they win 15 games, for me, that means they won the Super Bowl, because that would be 11 regular season wins and then 4 playoff wins.
See, I mean, I'm somehow
15 is my magical
number. I'm somehow down on the team because I would take 10 wins, and you think 11, and you're like, oh, man, you're the greatest thing. One more win. Relax.
Ben is in Fredericksburg. It's so nice not being the hated guy on air. What's going on, Ben?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man. What's up?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Here's my question. You got Deebo Samuel, you got Terry McLaurin, you got Luke McCaffrey or Gallup. Who cares? If you're an NFL defense, who are you putting your cornerback one and two on? It's going to be Terry or Deebo.
Yeah.
One of them's going to beat you up.
I certainly hope so.
I agree. I think that's a good point.
And last year, like you said, they spread the ball around. And people shut down Terry. That's why we had to throw to Zacchaeus or Brown or Luke. And this year you're going to see the defenses get spread out, and Jaden's going to be able to pick who he wants to throw the ball to. And guess what? He makes the right pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great point.
That's the key to it all. Appreciate you as always, but have a good weekend.
That's a fantastic point. Fantastic point that you're going to hopefully open up even more for Terry, and Terry had the best season of his career last year.
He did, and if Jaden would have hooked up with him as many times as he was supposed to against New Orleans, he would have had even bigger.
We would have had a different discussion about the entire season, and I think we would have even gone crazier if in the opening game of the year in the second half he connected with Terry McLaurin on that bomb to start the second half.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like we look at week one as like, yeah, he was still getting his feet. If he would have just connected on that one throw to Terry McLaurin, I think that would have changed. He might have even taken off earlier. Like week three was kind of his breakout. If he hits on that opening play of the second half in week one, that's his we're coming out party in week one.
So NFL Game Day, their Twitter account, had AI predict the 2025-2026 playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
The number one seed in the AFC is the Buffalo Bills. Number two seed is Kansas City. Three seed, Cincy. Four seed, Jacksonville. They got Jacksonville winning the South. Baltimore is the 5 seed. L.A. Chargers the 6 seed. Denver the 7 seed. The 1 seed in the NFC is the Washington Commanders.
I like it.
The 3 seed in the NFC is the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
This is AI prediction.
They believe in Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, they do. I think Washington, the NFC, I think next year is going to be tough. I think the conference as a whole is getting better. But here's the thing when it comes to Deebo Samuel and the Commanders offense next year. This was a top 5 offense last year with, no offense to, you know, Zacchaeus and the other cast of characters that they were throwing to last year, YMCA receiver group, pretty much, right? You add Jalen Lane, Deebo Samuel, a healthy Noah Brown, I think the sky's the limit for the offense. My question still remains on defense. How did you get better at stopping the run this offseason? You signed Dietrich Wise. You brought in Kinlaw. You brought in Eddie Goldman. Do they pay dividends? That was the issue for me last year with this team, not just the defense. Their number one team issue was their inability to stop the run. And we mentioned it to start the show. You have murderer's row of running backs to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Jacobs, Ashton Jeanty, Omarion Hampton.
And teams that
Swift.
Are willing to stay with the run.
Right. It very important.
Because, like, the Chargers would love to beat you throwing the ball 15 times, right? Green
For
Bay
sure.
would love to beat you and say, let's not. I mean, they've shown that they don't even fully trust Jordan Love, by the way.
They shouldn't. He turned the ball over too much down the stretch.
But they would love to be able to beat you and not have Jordan Love throw the ball more than 25 times.
Yeah.
Like, they're willing to hand it off. Those are bell cow backs. So, yeah, you're going to get that answered right away before you have to face Philadelphia twice in the final 3 weeks. Which I think is
wild, by the way. Philly's got a harder finish. They've got Buffalo in between those two games. So they finish Washington, Buffalo, Washington.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
They're not gonna win the NFC East. Johnny is in Fredericksburg. Sup, Johnny.
Sup, Johnny.
Hey man, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just got a couple of things to say. First of all, Debo's gonna be fine. I don't really have any worries about him.
I said he was gonna go for 800 yards and somehow I hate him.
You know, my other thing is they're changing. Hopefully, they don't change the divisions. I just heard that on the, I guess on the announcements. They're trying to change the divisions. That's dumb. That's straight dumb. They shouldn't do that because it just makes the division games like not really important.
Wait, what did you say you heard?
They're going to change the seeding in the playoffs, considering it.
Where'd you see that at?
Albert Breer has kind of said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they would consider
that.
It's something that they're talking about because. Every once in a while, you have a situation like last year where, God forbid, a 14-win team has to go on the road. Whatever. Get over it. You win your division. It's been the same thing forever. Win your division. The Vikings had a chance to win that game against Detroit, and they could have had the home playoff game. So, yeah, I agree. Don't change that stuff. It's dumb.
And my last thing is, when are you going to change your like intro song, dude? It's been the same one for years, and that's all I pretty much got to say.
Did he say that to me?
Yes, Linnell.
My intro song is the best intro with sports talk radio, Johnny.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, it's the same one. Like, come on, man. Like,
it's not Worth It by Fifth Harmony good, in my opinion. But
I'm about to say, y'all should be saying the same thing to Toby.
I play it for one segment, not every one.
Oh, no. See, I just need the people to know who's on. That's why I play it every segment.
They know because I have to turn their radio down a little bit because it's so loud.
Well, there's that. Johnny, have a good weekend, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Bobby is in Calvert. What's up, Bobby?
What's up, Bobby?
Oh, my Lord. Wherever you're at, Bobby.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Bobby?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm not mad at the Debo thing at all. I'm with Toby about 800 yards. I'm not expecting a lot from him except for to draw some more eyes, bring the eyes of the safeties to him and
yes.
Let Curry and Jalen them shoot down them sidelines. You know what I mean? And they free up everybody want to give up on Robinson. Watch his year this year when he got this extra help instead of Alameda, the kids, and all of them. We got some – Debo going to make a big difference. And not just with his yards and his multi-purpose yards, just his eyes, just the eyes being on him, him drawing them eyes on the field. It's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, appreciate
the phone
call.
That's what I think about Debo.
Yeah, I mean,
appreciate you, Bobby.
He kind of laid it out what I'm trying to say here is I don't hate Debo, and I think he's going to have an impact on the offense. But some people, like you, Linnell, think he's going to be an offensive player of the year. I don't think he's going to be anywhere close to that. Not to say he's not going to have an impact, though.
He brought up my other guy for this year. I have a couple of Linnell's Commanders for 2025. Javonte Jean-Baptiste.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday to the young pup. Brian Robinson, Debo Samuel. I think B-Rob's going to have a big year. I think B-Rob's the starter opening day, and I don't think he looks back. We're all, you know, everyone loves the rookie back that we drafted in the seventh round.
Bill.
I'm all for it. I wish him the best. I'm glad he's getting to live out his lifelong childhood dream. I got to see it first. You all have penciled him in like he's the next Barry Sanders.
Oh, gosh. No. But, yeah, I mean, you got to see what he can do. He's a seventh-round pick.
Can he pass protect? Because here's the one thing that almost got B-Rob took off the field. Remember when Jaden got bent back and our hearts dropped to our stomachs?
Oh, my gosh. FedEx was quietest, Northwest, was quiet as could be.
That's because B-Rob missed the block in pass pro. Guy came scot-free.
Yeah, so. It's going to be interesting to see. But, yeah, I think if I had to choose my dudes, probably the rookie class. Some of these guys in the rookie class, like I think Trey Amos is going to be awesome. Mikey Sanders still taking that next step. And then on offense, Jalen Lane. I think he's going to be someone that's going to get, as the season goes on especially, maybe not early on, but as the season goes on, I think he's going to be a big part of the offense. Yeah. Got to hit a break, and we'll wrap up things next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
In a couple minutes here, B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer, and Lynnell Willingham in for the guys today. So the wrapping up, I want to talk a little NBA because there is a rumor that the Philadelphia 76ers, who got the third overall pick, are considering moving said pick. And immediately the question becomes, should Washington consider trading up to the third overall pick? I'll give it first to you, Lynnell. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I think Ace Bailey is probably the guy that would be there at three for you. Unless you prefer Trey Johnson or another player or VJ Edgecombe. But I think Ace Bailey has the right stuff to be a prolific scorer in this league for a long time. Yeah, I would consider it. The one thing that I question here from Philadelphia's standpoint, why would you want to move that pick?
Probably because they want to try to get a proven player so that they can continue to try to, quote, win now with Paul George and with Joel Embiid, even though they're not going to.
What proven player are you getting?
I don't know. That's what I have no
is
idea.
Is the number three pick enough to entice Milwaukee on Giannis?
Oh, don't do this crap. No.
Maxey in the number three pick for Giannis? Would you do that if you're the Bucks? I would.
Maybe. But some of the stuff I'm seeing about potential trade packages from Houston is going to drive that price up a little bit.
That number three pick is as valuable as anything Houston's got.
It's not. I've heard Jalen Green. I've heard Alperen Şengün.
Jalen Green stinks. If Şengün is in it, someone his own age.
If Şengün is in it, he's way better than Ace Bailey.
Baby Joker?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. To me, I'm not high on Ace Bailey, so I would not do it.
And I love Ace Bailey.
I mean, I think it's almost a foregone conclusion that Cooper Flagg's going one. We know that. Number two is going to be Dylan Harper to play in San Antonio. I don't think you make a move up there to go get Ace Bailey, a guy that I just struggled drafting a dude who lives in mid-range jumpers in an NBA that doesn't like that because of their analytics models, and a guy that lives in dribble pull-ups that also is not very effective with a ball in his hands, like as a ball handler. I just can't draft that guy.
He's a difficult shot maker. You can't teach the shot-making skill he has.
But he relies on that.
I think you put him around some other – he was on a bad Rutgers team. I think you put him around some other guys, he's better.
I mean, the number two and three picks are likely both coming from the same school, and they couldn't finish above 500.
Right. So, I mean, if you're going to have an indictment on Bailey, have one on Dylan Harper, too. I mean, they're both equally responsible for Rutgers underachieving, I guess. But with Ace Bailey, like, he should be in high school right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the upside is high with Bailey.
Yeah,
high. I don't love a guy that I question whether he's going to be able to handle the ball ever at a decent level at the NBA. And I don't know that what you're going to get at three in Ace Bailey, since I don't like him, is going to be that head and shoulders better than what you're going to get at six.
Yeah.
I think you can still get a solid player, and there are different ways that they can go. Once again, though, Washington should be picking one or two. They shouldn't have to deal with this. This NBA draft lottery is so stupid. And by the way, anyone, and I've seen, who was talking about this? Well, I saw Schefter was talking about it. I saw Mike Greenberg was talking about it. An NFL draft lottery would be the stupidest thing ever. Well, why would you think that it's a good idea to do a draft lottery after this NBA draft lottery that no one is happy about aside from the fans in Dallas? And I'm not even sure they're happy because that means Nico Harrison gets to get looked on proudly again. I don't think people this draft lottery.
Look, my thing is the NBA is screwed. You should not be incentivizing losing. I don't care what creative-ass formula you think you got, you should not be incentivizing losing. The lottery is a bad idea in any league.
Well, that's what they're going to say, is they're trying to get rid of losing. The reason I don't like it is because there's only in a sport driven by superstars, like the NBA is, where you have to have one to win. I don't care what people say. You have to have one to win.
I think the draft should go all 30 teams put their name into a hat, and whoever, you draw it out randomly.
No. No.
Let it be random. That way you're not incentivizing losing. You're telling people, hey, lose. Don't be respectable. No, you have a chance to get a good player.
You have to get a superstar player. And for markets like DC, markets like Utah, markets like
Charlotte.
Just compare
DC to Utah. Come on. We're a top five market, Toby.
I'm saying there aren't people that are coming to play for the Washington Wizards. There are not.
Paul Pierce did.
Kevin Durant had a chance, and he said no.
Good players he's from like that. Here.
You have to get a superstar, Linnell, and the only way you can get it is through free agency. No free agent is signing here right now. You have to do it through a trade. That person comes with baggage. Look at Paul George, right? He's old. He's maybe a little bit washed up. Maybe he's disgruntled. So you have to get him through the draft. And in turn, you have a team that did it the right way, played their young guys, did all this stuff, and now they're picking sixth. I'm just so sick of that stuff. Regardless, let's take a break and send things over to Grant and Danny. They come up next. Linnell, it's been fun, man. Been fun hanging out.
It's been great.
Been a great Friday. Grant and Danny come up next here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.